Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
Hello, this is Lyric Lamour. Welcome to Spiritual Shock. All right, so today I'm going to talk about a question that popped up. And, you know, a lot of people wonder this. I even wonder this my damn self, to be really honest. But anyway, I used to say, and I hear people say all the time, why would I like somebody? They seem to not like me, but the people I don't like seems to like me and, you know, just be all up in my face, all in my life. But the people I do want, like, girl, where they at? Why they be acting like they not so into me? What's wrong? Oh, man. That's a question everybody always asks. I don't know if people really answer it, but I'm just gonna say this. Energy. Such an interesting thing. I think the top rule everybody needs to remember, as human beings, we all have free will, and they have their own attraction and creations, I should say. Their own thoughts, their own manifestations. And I think a lot of the times human beings have, let me say this, a lot of the times I think human beings believe that manifestation and creating your own life means attracting a certain person, attracting a certain look or something like that. But human beings, we all have our own free will. Your free will and your manifestations has no effect on my manifestations or anything like that. So let's talk about that first, as my spirit is guiding me that way. Because I really do know for a fact that people really believe, like, manifestation, creating, witchcraft, whatever you want, because it's all the same bowl. Everybody's creating and using mantras or affirmations or rituals to help keep their mindset on their goal to manifest something into their life. That's all it is. Even Christianity, our religions have rituals and stuff to say, if I do this ritual, I will be paid this in my life. I would create this for my life, or I would get what I want, what I ask my creator for. It will be provided to me. And a lot of the times, because of how the world is and how our mindset is, we believe that we can control other people's lives. We really do believe that in a lot of ways. But at the end of the day, you really can't control anybody's life unless they allow you to give control. And, you know, I'm not even going to say that. I was about to say that, but it's like, So if somebody asks me a question like that, I say it. But because put it like this, let's say it like this, okay? Because I was about to say it crazy. My spirit calmed me down like, loud. Let's say it like this, okay? So let's say it like this. Because I know a lot of people went up and crazy when Kanye West talking about slavery is a choice. You know what's so crazy? Everything really is a choice, including slavery and all that stuff. I know. How? I'm just going to say this. That let's use something everybody can kind of relate to, especially Black people. So let's talk about that comment with Black Panther. Okay, when Killmonger say he'd rather be the person that jumped out the ship because they did not want to be in the lifestyle of slavery. They said, oh no, I'd rather die than be a slave. That was the choice, okay? Sometimes people think the choices are always going to be great. Sometimes the choices is that. Do I want to go through this? Or I'd rather just die than to go through this. I'd rather just take myself out. You know what I'm saying? Or dusters and stuff and ran for their life and all that stuff. Some people say, you know what, I'm tired of this and do an uproar, because when you do it wrong, you're doing wrong, basically. So, you know what I'm saying? That's why you got to treat people as best as you can, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you ain't going to get along with everybody. You ain't going to like everybody, and everybody's attitude ain't going to match up with yours, which brings me back to the topic, because I know people be like, he be on one topic and going to the other one, but that's why you listen, okay? You know what I'm saying? But that brings me back to the topic of why you can like somebody and it seems like I'm liking this person and the person I like never likes me and the people I don't even want, don't even like, they all up under me. They want to give me the world. They want to be my boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even like them. It brings me back to that because, first of all, as everything in life, it involves you. It's a reflection of you. And I know people hate this answer, but it's always the answer for everything, pretty much. I'm just being honest. It's always, it boils down to you. A lot of the times, especially, how can I let's kind of categorize this in my mind, because I really don't write this stuff down. I just let it flow out, okay? So, first thing first, the way we were subconsciously raised in life is negative stuff has a very powerful effect. Very powerful. That's why whenever you try to manifest good in your life, it takes a lot of dedication. Mm-hmm. Okay. It takes a lot of meditation. It takes a lot of self-work. It's a journey of loving yourself. And that journey is always and forever, because you always got to wrestle with doubts and fears and, you know, negative thoughts about yourself. And like they always say, we are our worst critic. So negativity in this human form on this planet that we call Earth is a very powerful force. And it's a very powerful force because we as a human race made it a very powerful force, because we are learning to connect to our higher self. But how can you connect to your higher self without going through all the things that isn't connected to your higher self? So that's why the world, when it started off, it was a lot of wars and ego and manipulation and controlling people to an even higher level than it is now, even though it's still going on greatly now. But it was war. That's why you have wars and slavery. That's why America was taken away from the indigenous people and all that good stuff, and then claimed by some other people. Y'all know that story. But you know what I'm saying? And that's why you had slaves. That's why you have government and all that stuff. It was ego-led. It's all about power and control and manipulation, and you do what I say. And human beings, because of that, feel like, oh, I have power over people. I really control people by acting a fool, basically, by doing this negative stuff, by, you know, downplaying their emotions and them being a human being and all that good stuff, by taking their power and their worth and making them feel unworthy and all that stuff. So in human life, even now, we're still subconsciously and consciously trained that negativity is the most powerful force and the greatest force to use. And when you see it work, of course, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, nobody listens to me unless I act a fool, which is true in a lot of ways. So therefore, it is true in a lot of ways. But also, you got to remember, like, this is the way we actually taught ourselves to be. And people really believe, like, this is going to other places. But people really believe that they really control another human being and all that stuff. But it's you giving them the choice to, because you don't want to go through the, I hate to say consequences, but I kind of like the scientific way. Every action has a reaction, and sometimes you don't like the reaction. There you go. Okay. So, like, I work my regular 9-to-5. It's like, I can quit, but what is the reaction to that? Okay, I can not work and then use up the money I saved, and then what's next? Okay, might end up working again, or, you know what I'm saying, just like slaves, you can be a slave, or you can take your own life, or you can take their life and die, depending on which one you want to do, okay? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the reaction is something that we really don't want to go through. So it seems like that people manipulation and control over you is really working. But at the end of the day, it all comes back down to you, because it's still your decision to say, you know what? It's still my decision to get up every day and go to work. It's still my decision to meditate or not meditate. It's still my decision to eat healthy and exercise or not eat healthy and exercise. And then there's a reaction to all of that, gaining weight if you eat unhealthy, okay? And not exercise, okay? Okay. Maybe you won't get a check to pay your rent because you decide not to go to work anymore and all that stuff. You're going to be struggling a little bit more because you don't have no money coming in the way you want to, because you only have one income, one stream of income, when the rich and the other people know that you got to have multiple streams of income coming in. And then you might be working on your multiple income coming in. So you make a decision. This is what I'm going to do. I know everybody like to blame, because, you know, even I talk my mess sometimes, but at the end of the day, I know what the truth really is. It's still a decision that you are making for yourself. When you're in a relationship, and I know people don't like it, but I tell them all the time, if you're in an abusive relationship, a relationship that is traumatic and all that stuff like that, and you don't feel good about yourself, you are still choosing every day to stay in that relationship, because you can get up and leave if you want to, but maybe you just don't like the reaction. I'll go ahead and say consequences of leaving that relationship. You may not have that comfort anymore. You don't know where to go. You don't have family to call on. You might be homeless. You might have to live in some shelters, and you don't want to live in no shelter, and you don't want to be homeless. So you rather get abused mentally and or physically or both, okay, by whoever you're with, so that you can be comfortable in those ways, but uncomfortable in a whole lot of ways, okay? Because when you don't really love yourself and you really can't stand on your own and all that stuff, you're not really happy, okay? No matter what, how much money and stuff you have, you would never really, really get to experience the real feeling of joy and love and happiness, because that's not something that you are choosing to have in your life, despite the consequences of leaving a person, our family, our friends, or being on your own, okay? Despite, you know, doing the work on yourself, because a lot of people in this world, at least 98.9% of people do not work on themselves. I want to say 99.9, I'm being a little nice, because the percentage is very low of people really, really going head on with their fears and their hurts and their forgiveness, and really working on loving themselves, and really like not playing and putting in the work every day to be that magnificent, wonderful, God-like creator manifester that each and everyone really is, we all are. But we just choose, that's too hard. We just automatically say that's too hard. And of course, what you think, there you go, it is hard. But anyway, we all went all around, but it still leads me to this topic of why people you like don't want you, and people that you do like, you know what I'm saying? The people that you don't like do like you, and always in your face. It still all comes down to energy. I think you need to really evaluate yourself. Why do you want this person? Is it just lust? Because a lot of people be like, oh, I really like them, and it's just really lust. You know what I'm saying? It's really just because they're good looking or something like that. That's just lust, okay? That is just straight up pure lust. Like, are you really liking this person for a person? And if you really like this person for a person, even though your feelings can be wild, because I've been there before like many other people, okay? So even though your emotions can be wild, because you enjoy that person for the person they are, you can just be friends with them and kick it with them. I think a lot of the times, too, what I realized looking not only in my own life when it comes to this question and looking out to the world when it comes to this question, it's always the same thing. Are you vibrationally aligned with this person? I don't think people really think about that either, because, you know, we're so non-spiritually driven. We're all religious driven and I need somebody to help me driven without helping yourself first. You know what I'm saying? Ask for help after you and help yourself. Like, I ain't help myself a lot now. It's like, you know what? I need help, because I need a spiritual tribe to do these, to manifest even greater things that I'm still doing on my own. It don't mean you quit just because you don't have nobody. Okay. A lot of people won't even do stuff unless they have somebody. Are they have somebody lifting them up and motivating them all the time. No, you got to learn how to motivate yourself, okay? I don't sit in bed, even though I wake up probably like an hour or two before it's even time to go to work sometimes. I don't sit in my bed and just think about what I do want and meditate and breathe for no reason, or before I go to sleep, you know, breathing and, you know, meditating and finding out what I learned today or what I need to do tomorrow. What I, you know, it's a constant thing, and that's work people don't like doing, okay? They rather always look to you. That's why I always like saying, I am not nobody's savior. Nobody is nobody's savior, to be really true at the end of the day. And you just looking up to me and following me and all that stuff is great, it's wonderful, but you need to learn how to do this yourself, because you'll never really truly be fulfilled or have joy or have the love that I feel every day and try to express to other people until you actually put in the work and do it yourself. So that goes with even with attracting people into your life. Maybe that person that you really like isn't in your life because you are not vibrationally aligned, okay? And sometimes you might be lusting after somebody, and then I hate to say it like this, but this is the way we're going to make the worldly mind, even the religious mind, because it's still worldly, okay? Believe in this, okay? Because we like to say, you know, the rich is better because they have more money, or because you have nicer clothes. Oh, their clothes is better than mine. So basically, put it like this. You may be vibrationally up here at a level that you might be at a 7, and just because somebody is good looking and they talking all good and you just lusting and everything, like, oh, I really want them to, oh, I just want them, and they might be a 5 once you really once you really get to know them and get into their life. That's why sometimes people be liking somebody, and then once you get to know them and all that stuff, you're like, ugh, I don't even know why. That's why people be in relationships and then they break up and be like, I cannot believe that was my ex. What made me date them? Like, because now you have grown and you have learned, or you have become better, and you're like, I can't believe I was with that trifling no good mother. Yep. And you do that because sometimes you be trying to force people into your life. Hello. That is not vibrationally, I know about it too, okay? That is not vibrationally aligned with you, okay? So a lot of the times, you, the people that you don't really like, oh, I don't even like them like that, you know, all that stuff, like, because they may not look the way you want them to look or speak the way you want to speak and all that. Sometimes they come into your life just then, okay? It doesn't mean you gotta, I think a lot of times people think because people like them, they gotta be in a relationship with them. That's the problem, because you don't like somebody or like somebody, it's like, oh, because I don't like them. You know what I'm saying? We don't need to be in a relationship. I think we all got this mindset, you know, because I'm evaluating and talking to my spirit and asking questions at the same time I'm talking right now. It's like we see everything as a relationship, which is not good. That's something I had to learn too. Because have you ever noticed? Because I did this with my parent. You know, I'm just open. You know, I just talk and I don't edit out nothing. If you don't understand what the hell going on, I don't care. Okay. Because I do it for me and not for you anyway. Okay. So if you get help along the way, great. I just like to teach what I learned. Okay. So, you know, when I was growing up, when my mom went on a date when she was single and dated again, it was always like I was putting them as being married. And even my mom was like, I'm not getting married. Like, and then you realize that people do that in their regular lives too. When you with somebody, especially if they just not, you know, just looking for, you know, a cuddy buddy or something. But even then, sometimes those people be looking for somebody too. You got to watch that too. So, so, a lot of the times it's just like, oh no, I wouldn't be in a relationship with them. Why do you always have to be in a relationship with somebody? Okay. And y'all not talking about like just friends. Y'all talking about like real relationship, like being with them sexually and all that stuff. Sometimes, not even sometimes, excuse me, the spirit just corrected me. Most of the time, the most people that come in your life are reasons and seasons, okay? They are supposed to teach you something. You're supposed to move on. You're not supposed to be getting sexually, physically with them and all that stuff. But since we have free will, we have the right to just say, hey, I'm going to do you because I'm attracted to you or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You have free will, so you're able to do it if you want to. Now, but then your life is maneuvering around that and what you created and manifested in that, which is a whole nother thing, okay? So that I'm not going to talk about right now. But so it all, at the end of the day, and sometimes we are up here having sex with people we don't need to be having sex with, okay? Because we got this mindset, because I am attracted to you, I need to do it to you. Or because you're not attracted to somebody that you can't even be friends with them, or, you know, it, which is really sad. And you know what I'm saying? Because I have seen it a lot, like, why can't we be friends? And the dude feel like, oh my God, I wanted you. You know what I'm saying? Even girls do that. Oh, like friends, but maybe that's what the reason why they're in your life, to just be your friend. Just because there's somebody you're sexually attracted to, that is something you have to deal with. That is your energy, not theirs. And a lot of times people put their energy onto somebody else when it's still just your energy. Okay, I have nothing to do with your energy. I say this all the time. When you're mad and I'm not mad, it's just like, okay. And I'm not the only one that does it. Everybody does it, even though some people don't want to claim it. But everybody does it. We're all selfish in our way, okay? Everybody, I'm not selfish. Yes, you are. Because there are certain things you care about, and there are certain things that you don't, okay? Everybody does it, okay? That's why when people be getting mad and stuff, I look at them crazy just like you would look at them crazy if you're not in that vibration. Like, girl, boom, or boy, boom, whatever. Like, you really don't care, because this is like, I don't care. Like, I understand you're mad and upset, but. And that's why you have arguments and stuff and really. And people, especially when you're in a relationship, if you ain't in a relationship, you don't care. You can just slam your door in their face and keep it moving. I keep doing what you're doing, okay? But at the end of the day, it's all our choice. And I think sometimes, I always say this, my spirit be like, stop saying sometimes. Maybe that's why I'm still learning. That's why I do this, still learning. Okay. But most of the times, we as human beings, as I've been saying over and over again, because you got to say it over and over again, and hopefully it gets to people's thick ass heads. Okay. Okay. That putting your will upon somebody else is one of the hugest flaws as human beings that we do. Relax, chill, love yourself. It always comes down to this. It does. Love yourself first. Mind your own business. Be in your own lane. Stay in your own zone. Do what you do. Manifest life the way you want to manifest it in your life. Not how others is going to be. You need to be thinking about you. Okay. Okay. What makes you happy? What gives you joy, okay? What do you want out of life, for real, for real, for real, for real, okay? You know what I'm saying? What do you really want out of life? And I guarantee you, if you really put in the work and the time, you're going to realize what you want out of life has nothing to do with other people. Although we do need other people on the journey, but when you really answer that question, I guarantee you 100% without a doubt in my mind, it has nothing to do with family, friends, boyfriends, girlfriends, neighbors, co-workers, bosses, supervisor. It's all going to come down to you, because it's right there in the question. What do you want out of life? Not, oh, I want to take care of my family. That's something you want for other people, because you're tired of seeing them struggle and you would like to be the one to help them through. What do you want out of life? And you got to ask that question with everything. That's what I learned. That's what kept me from lusting after people and acting crazy and attracting people I don't want into my life to be physically in my realm. No, you stay on that side, okay? You stay on that side, and I stay on this side. I don't want to know that you like me physically in my realm, okay? I don't want to know if we are not vibrationally aligned. So you stay on your side, okay? You stay on the other side of that wall, that door, that fence, whatever it is, and you do you. Why do me, okay? Because if we ain't vibrationally aligned, I'm gonna let you know up front anyway. Okay? I still, to this day, say, oh, we should, You know what I'm saying? In real life, I'm not as harsh as I am on social media, but I just be like, oh, no, I'm okay. Because it's certain people that I want in my life. I no longer tolerate a whole lot of stuff, okay? So that's because I know what I want, okay? Not what other people want, because when I was having friends and stuff at first, it was like, oh, I just want to be accepted by my peers, which is normal when you're growing up, but that stuff still happens when you in your late 20s, when you out of school, and in your 30s and 40s. People in 50s and 60s is still trying to be accepted. Girl, by other people, still trying to be accepted by their family and they friends and stuff. If your friends and family can't accept you for who you really are right here and right now, girl, you need to move the hell on, okay? Okay, that's the problem. That's why I don't be messing with my family. I already know. Okay, don't. They know. Okay, sure. I will be by myself for as long as I have to get what I want, because I can care less about your acceptance or what you want. Okay, because this life, once you really get it, it comes down to you and your decisions and your choices. Okay, and that's why you can't be mad. Like, even though I be like, dang, I got to make multiple incomes. And sometimes I really do be wanting to quit my job and all that stuff. But I be like, you know what? I'm going to take this because this is helping me on my journey. It's helping me save. It's helping me to do stuff that I want to do. It's helping me to buy certain things to keep, you know, to go towards my dreams and all that stuff. And it's also teaching me things, okay, as things is changing. I could look at it negative, which I did look at it negative at first, but the changes is like, okay, so this is helping me to deal with different attitudes and customer service, and this is going to help for my business that I want to own, or, you know, the things I want to do in life and all that stuff. So it's all comes down to you and how you look at it, and you got to work with it all the time, because there's still a lot of moments throughout the day, okay, that, you know, you go up and down. And like I tell people all the time, it's just when you really love yourself, really start minding your own business and really start focusing on you and what you want, start writing down them things like these spiritual teachers always tell you, and start meditating and all that stuff, and just start minding your own business, start living your life, girl. You'll be surprised. Money come out of nowhere, okay? You blessed out of nowhere, okay? People come out of nowhere. Help comes out of nowhere. It's just like, and you're not even looking for it no more, because you know your power and you know your worth. And therefore, at the end of the day, this whole session, no matter what I talk about, still comes down to that's why you are attracted to people that, oh, I just really like them, and I can't never get nobody I want. Everybody I don't want just all up in my face. It's because you too worried about other people instead of worried about yourself. That's basically what I'm trying to say, because that's the answer for every goddamn thing if you really want to know. You too worried about other people instead of worried about yourself. You too worried about money to attract money. You too worried about getting there instead of just saying, hey, I would love, let's use an example. Okay, like, I'm just going to use me. I would love to own houses and flip more money one day. Okay. But I can't always be like, dang, why ain't got, dang, ugh, I'm still working on my credit. Ugh, I'm still working at this job. Ugh, I ain't gonna never, no, no. And I want people to realize, like I was saying at the beginning, the reason why negative energy is, I forgot what the doctor said on Tom's show. And they even scientifically said they proven this. It's like 12 times power. It was a 20 times. It's a huge number. I think it was a huge number. It was like 20 times or something like that. Negative energy, negative thoughts, negative speaking is 10. I think he said 20. That's why 20 keeps popping. I'm just going to say 20. 20 is it. Hey, y'all gonna have to look that up. I don't know. I'm just trying to remember what he said, but it was a very high number. I remember that. It's 20 times powerful than positive thoughts. So when you think about that, like I said, you got to think about how mankind how we've been moving in this life and been seeing how we move in this life. So therefore, we, even though negative energy is not more powerful than positive energy, it's just that we created the world to make negative energy as a human race. Okay. Some more than others, it seems. Okay. You know what I'm saying? As a human race, we made the negative energy seem more powerful, because that's what we decided as a human race to react to and to give, you know, our anger to, or our frustration to. Any energy, we gave it power, and that's the power we give it. Just like I always tell people, hate has no energy but the energy that you give it, because hate is powerless. Love is powerful. It don't need you. Okay. It's like, okay, you can walk away, but I still be here, because that hate is gonna drain the hell out of you. Because guess what? Hate has no power at all. And but the world will make you think hate has a lot of power, but it's not really hate. It's people that want title, status, to boost their ego, to feel higher or better than somebody because of race, or because of money, or because of clothing. We'll choose anything to try to make ourselves feel better when we don't love ourselves. Point blank. Okay. So if you ask a question, you need to say, do I really love myself? I'm telling you, that's what everything in life boils down to, that on everything. Do I really love myself? Why is having somebody else's attention that looks a certain way or I'm lusting after is more important than me? Okay. I mean, don't get me wrong, we are sexual beings and all that stuff. But the trick is that all that energy is still in our control. Our emotions, even though we let our emotions control us, we can control it. That's why you have to learn not to react to everything. And it takes some time to learn to react to more positive stuff than negative stuff, to focus on more good stuff and the things you want than the negative stuff, because you learn quickly when you love yourself and actually put in the work, okay, and actually take time, okay, with you, yourself, okay, and nobody else, okay, when you actually put in that work. And trust me, I know about putting in that work, okay, I know about it, okay, and I always gotta put this, when you do it and you really do it, depending on how much trauma and stuff you have, it's scary, but walk through it, because we make it scary. And it seems hard, but it's not really hard, because once you get on the other side, like, damn, what took me so long? You have to cry. I'm just going to be honest. You're going to cry. If you really put in the work, you're going to cry, because that is some real trauma happening throughout your life. Okay. You're going to cry. You're going to feel alone. You're going to feel all that stuff you don't want to feel. And guess what? If you don't feel it and go through it, you're going to always be stuck in that same cycle. The only way to get out of the cycle is to learn from it and to grow from it, okay? I always teach this too. The reason why you still going through that same, why I keep going through this? It seems like everything is the same old shit. Because you ain't learned something you ain't learned. You got to pause. What I ain't learned, something I did not learn, because I'm reacting the same way. I'm doing it. You'll find out. It's you. I'm reacting the same way I would react before. I'm doing this. I'm picking the same person because I haven't put in the work. I haven't healed my trauma. Oh, you'll know when you really do it. That's what psychiatry and all that stuff, all it is making you get your own answers. Okay. That's what I learned when I went to therapy and stuff. Yes. They make you give your own answers because you already know. It's just that you ain't facing it and doing the work to do it, because it can be very emotional. It can feel bad. And I'm all for that. And I love stating that, because a lot of the time, we as spiritual leaders and teachers and stuff like that just say, oh yeah, and we make it seem so easy. No, I always let people know it took me 10 years from when I decided to really put in the work, to really do it. It took me 10 years because I stop. Then I learned now that I was overwhelming myself. So I love to teach, don't overwhelm yourself. Take one thing at a time. Go to therapy for one thing at a time if you have to or whatever. Don't be like, I got to do this, I got to do that. Then you're going to overwhelm yourself and you're going to be stopping and going like I did. Okay. And it takes longer when you stop and go. Just take your time, relax, chill out. Okay. And pay attention to what you are allowing in your life. That goes from the TV shows to the music to the people, okay? And react and pay attention. Are you mostly angry most of the time? Are you mostly happy? Are you mostly chill most of the time? Are you some crazy fanatic? Can you sit still, you know, in one spot? Or do you have to move around all the time, okay? Can you mind your own business, or do you need to stalk and be in other people's business all the time? Like, you got to pay attention to all of that, because all of that stuff at the end of the day matters, because all of that is you being the God that you are and choosing what to manifest and create in your life. So if you're tired of attracting people that you want and they don't want you, shit, as any other thing, as is in everything else, well, guess what? It all begins and ends with you. Because I ain't gonna lie, I was attracted to some people too, lusting like crazy. But one thing I learned is sometimes you gotta control your lust, okay? And sometimes you gotta let people go so that you can calm down once they ain't in your face all the time. And then you can meet each other again and you're like, oh, it's cool. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's you. It's you. It's you, boo-boo. And you may not be vibrationally aligned with that person. And you may be making them so godlike, and they're not. They're still a human being. And then when you see their flaws, you be like, oh, I don't know why I like them in the first place. That's the reason why that good looking person you're attracted to wasn't in your life in the first place. Because because you really didn't get to see it all. You just lusting and theming. Don't even know this person, okay? That's why I had to learn. You got to start choosing people by how they move in life, okay? I'm going to be honest. The reason why I love Big Sean, and don't get it twisted, Big Sean is a good-looking dude, but the reason why I love Big Sean, I don't really listen to his music like that, although I do know his raps, and I do listen to a few of them songs, but I don't listen. I'm not like a fanatic like that like I am with his girl, Janae, okay? But Janae is not somebody that I really be like, oh my God. Big Sean is like, oh my God. And it's because of the way he talks and the way he acts and his energy and his chill, and he's honest about, you know, his ups and downs and his meditations and all that stuff. And that's really great. Okay. And that's why I'm like, man, I love Big Sean. It has no sexual in the window or anything to it. It's just, I just love the energy that Big Sean is right now on this planet. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I've been talking about Big Sean a lot lately, okay? So anyway, but that's just because I really seen another interview of him, and he's really putting himself out there right now, and it's just like, man, this is a beautiful human being, okay? Janae is a beautiful human being too, because with her music and all that stuff, oh my God, I love Janae and her music and all that stuff, and she is my go-to. I'm just honest about it. Janae is my go-to. I listen to Janae every day, pretty much all day, okay, whether it's in the earphones or through the speakers or in my car. It's like, I don't know, it's like, hey, let's listen to Janae, and I like her, and I like her and Big Sean together. I knew they was gonna be together. You can ask my friends. It's like, they not, I look, see, and I just like that because they both spiritually align and in tune, but they also know that being spiritual don't mean you're always goody two-shoes and all that stuff. You cuss, you want to have sex, okay, you do everything. But you just know better, so you do better, and you attract and manifest better, okay? And you stop blaming the world, and you look at yourself for a minute, too, okay? And you know how to take time, okay, and grow from this life. Instead of life controlling you, you control it. Instead of your emotion controlling you, you control it, okay? It may get out of hand every now and then, but I guarantee you, most of the time, you're going to find me in peace, love, joy, happiness. Okay, and truth and abundance and prosperity. Okay, do that, and you ain't got to worry about why I like somebody and they don't like me, or why I don't like this person and they all up in my face. Okay, so everything I talk about on every podcast and every question that you have mostly is already answered, and we're going to continue answering these questions the same way, just like any other great spiritual teacher or leader before me. While I'm here now, and I have a bunch of them that I follow on YouTube and all that stuff and listen to all the time myself, okay, and in the future, okay, it's always going to be the same. Sorry, I know y'all want different answers, but it's always the same, and y'all be like, everybody always say the same thing. Yes. Because it's true, okay? Anyway, I want to thank you guys for listening to Spiritual Shock. This one I actually did on the same day. I didn't post any podcasts ahead. The last one from last week I actually recorded ahead of time. But this one is actually the same day, so I'm going to go ahead and get this edited down. Not edited down, because I don't really edit it. I'm going to go ahead and get this, get the intro in here and all that good stuff. And when I said edit it down, I really want to say process it down to an MP3 so it can be uploaded. But anyway, yes, thank you guys for the support and all that stuff. I see the plays going up. I see me going up on the charts. You know what I'm saying? I used to be way down there. I used to be in the thousands, but your boy's in the hundreds now, okay? So we moving on up, and I ain't talking about like 900. We talking about the hundreds, like 100. I think the last time I was 139. When I started off, it was like 3,000. Then we moved. It was down there, girl. Then it was like 2,000. Okay. Then it was like 2,000. Okay. Then finally, when I broke through above the 1,000, I was like, oh, okay, all right. But now your boy's in the hundreds. So thank you guys for listening and all that stuff. I really appreciate it. Anyway, Spiritual Shock, Lyric Lamore, I'm out this piece. Holla.